Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Ania. How may I assist you?
Hi, this is Juanita Peterson. I guess in January, you guys are the people that I ordered a pulse ox from, and it never worked when I got it. That's my one thing. But the other thing is, you guys tried to take $56 or something out of my checking account, or off my credit card today. I didn't authorize all that.
Okay.
It was supposed to be a one-time charge for $7.95, I think is what it was.
Okay. I'd be more than happy to look into it. That billing address for security purposes, please.
For the what?
Your billing address for security purposes, please.
Okay. 12044 Colony Avenue. And it's Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410.
Thank you for that information. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Peterson. So I do understand that that was a pulse oximeter that was purchased, and that was back in January. That $7.95 was only pertaining to the shipping and handling charge to receive the pulse oximeter. I do understand $24 to $48 of that order if the account was not canceled. A $54.97 charge would apply to the account. It would be sending you a $125 value gift card to order more items off the website. If you do wish to continue, it will be the same price each month.
Okay, my thing is to you is nobody ever said it was a reoccurring charge. The only thing I knew is it was $7.95 for this pulse ox thing, and it never worked from the minute that I got it. I still got it right here.
Yes, ma'am. So all information was provided within terms and conditions. You had to read over it. The $54.97 charge does not have anything to do with the pulse oximeter, and we have no problem with providing you a complimentary reship, but I can go ahead and cancel the account for you. So there will be no other charges to come off the account. And regarding the charge that did come off the account for the $54.97, we are able to provide a 35% refund.
It's blocked. I don't think it came off anyways, did it?
No, the February charge, no, that never came off, but your January charge did. The highest that we can do is a 50% refund.
Okay, well, I'm lost. A 50% refund on which?
On your January charge, ma'am.
Which was the $7.95, right?
No, ma'am. It was the $54.97 charge.
I didn't even know there was a $54.97 on there.
Yes, ma'am. That charge did come out, and that was on the 14th of January.
And what was that charge for?
The gift card that was sent to the email.
I didn't get a gift card.
Yes, ma'am. We did send that gift card. That's the only reason the charge came off the account. But once again, I am able to do that 50% refund regarding the charge.
What I'm telling you is I don't have a gift card. I don't even know how I would have gotten a gift card.
We emailed it, ma'am, to the email that we have on file.
Then it probably got deleted if it was junk because it probably went into spam. Because I've never seen the gift card at all. I've never seen anything.
All right. I can have them to resend it if you mistakenly delete it. But we are able to do that 50% refund.
I know I'm never going to fill out anything else again. I swear to God, I filled out a stupid survey, and this is what I end up with. How did I even get a charge for a gift card? I don't even understand how that happened.
Because the account wasn't canceled, so if the subscription automatically began.
Okay, see, what I'm saying is I just filled out a survey, and they said I had to pay the $7.95, I think, for the pulse ox thing.
And
but
that's what
I never
paid for the pulse oximeter. That was it. But that other charge,
I didn't see anything whatsoever anywhere on that thing about a reoccurring charger. I would have never done it in the very beginning. I would have never have done it. That's why I don't give out my information. I should have known better when I done it. Because I've always never filled out some things. And one time I do it, look what happens. That won't happen again. That's for sure. Yeah. And I didn't look at my credit card, so I didn't even know there was a charge on it. That's great. And the reason I knew this one was on it because they froze the thing and alerted me. Oh, boy. Otherwise, I wouldn't even have looked at it. Oh, boy. Great. I want to make sure it stopped. I don't want anything else coming out of there.
Yes, ma'am. The account is canceled. I did go ahead and make sure I got in that situated for you.
Okay. Now, what do I do with this pulse ox thing that doesn't work?
You can throw it away, and we'll just resend you a free one.
All right. Thank you. Because it definitely don't work. It's a piece of plastic. I couldn't even put a battery in it. A little piece of metal part. Since I tried to put a battery in it, it came loose. I was like, well, this is a piece of crap.
I'm sorry to hear that. Let me go ahead and make sure I get that situated for you. That refund will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days or however long it does take your bank to release the fundings. Give it 3 to 5 business days for your order to be shipped out to you, all right?
All right. Thank you.
No problem. I do appreciate it. Well, your cancellation number I do have, and unless you would like it for it to be emailed to you.
I already forgot about that. I got so aggravated, I forgot what I was doing. Okay, I'm ready.
C is in Charlie.
Okay.
258-750.
50. Okay.
449.
449. Already. So I bet you get bitched at a lot, don't you? I can just imagine.
Not really, but kind of. So yeah, I say yeah.
Yeah, because this is like I'm aggravated, but I didn't know nothing about it. I'm like, wait a damn minute. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for helping me.
No problem. I do appreciate you for your patience, and thanks for calling customer service.
You're welcome. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.